Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, this is coming up next Wednesday.
I've heard good stuff about it.
Yeah,
the Bob Marley
movie. Opening of Marley, One Love, a brand new biopic. It stars Kingsley Ben Adair, and in the trailers, he looks fantastic.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so excited.
I think it's going to do great, yes. Great business.
Momo is waiting on our Kim Mulkey debate.
Okay.
She says, no way Kim shows up and not makes it about her. She'd be wearing a crazy pink blazer or something. I asked Momo, you think she should show up? And Ramona said, no, she would steal the show.
Right.
She says that she just doesn't think it's a good idea. I agree with Momo and with Laura. I think let Brittany Griner have her night.
Yeah, I actually texted back. I don't know this story at all. I know who Brittany Griner is because she was in a Russian prison, but never heard of Mulkey until today.
I know you have. You would.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you would see her and you'd go, oh, yeah. She is loud.
She wears
super bright colors.
Uh-huh.
She talks with a southern accent like this. And,
okay.
And she's always front and center.
So she's always big
and
loud.
Yeah, Google pick. No, she's actually super short.
Oh,
she's just Google Kim Mulkey.
Okay.
Mulkey. You've seen her before.
Okay. Got it. 2 o'clock call of the daytime. To update you, the report from Woj from NBA Today just a little while ago was that D'Angelo Russell, the calculus for the Lakers has changed, and because of the reemergence of D'Angelo Russell in the last month or so, that the Lakers are reconsidering the idea of trading him at all.
And this is weird. Not even I know what's happening here, and neither does McMenamin or Wojcie or any of the people that cover the Lakers. Darvin Ham offered up that D'Lo had a procedure today.
Yeah.
Didn't say surgery, wouldn't elaborate.
Yep.
They asked him, well, is he going to play in the game tomorrow against the Nuggets? And Darvin said, we'll see.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the procedure. We don't know if it was PRP, less blood spinning. We don't know if it was an injection. We don't know.
Botox. Could have been Botox.
Now, hopefully that was it.
Yeah. You know? That was all.
Yeah. But
have you ever had the Botox?
No, but Lisa has had Botox parties, my wife.
Oh, she has Botox parties?
Where girls come over and they drink a lot of wine and some doctor shows up and gives them all Botox.
She
hasn't done it in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that that's
a Botox party. Wow.
Yeah, that happens. It's a thing.
All right. 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's go. Let's go to Noah in Studio City. Noah, good afternoon.
Gentlemen, it's an honor to be with you. I would just say this. The Lakers, they have to get another big. If they want to be competitive, they have to have a backup big with some size because that's really the only time AD really gets in trouble. You know, there's not that many of them out there that he's really going to have to deal with, and Embiid is down now, you know. But even the guy on Sacramento, Sabonis, you know, he's not the greatest ever, but he gives AD fits just because he's so physical. And that's when Anthony Davis can kind of not be as effective as he normally is. So we have to get some size if
so,
we're going to make a deep run.
It sounds like you're talking about a guy like Andre Drummond, like a guy that can play 10, 15 minutes a game and use his fouls?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's another guy. I don't know why the Lakers have let so many guys go that they're now going to go try to get back.
It is true, yeah.
If we'd kept Zubats, and, you know, and what's his name, the center for the Knicks,
yep,
and all these other guys, we'd be stacked.
Yeah, if they would have kept Dennis Schroeder, that was another one. They went Schroeder over Gabe Vincent.
I can shed some light on that. Schroeder got
Alex
paid.
Caruso.
Yeah, but Caruso they should have kept,
example,
but
yeah.
Schroeder got paid.
How big?
He got either 2 years or 3 years, and the Lakers could only give him the mid-level. And
I think
he got 2 years, 24. And the Lakers could only give him like 1 year, 13.
Because there
had to
be something more valuable than Gabe Vincent has just not even played. He's this year's
Kendrick Nunn.
Yep. I was just thinking Kendrick Nunn. He'll always be remembered that way. Let's go to Flo in Pacoima. Flo, good afternoon.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Great,
good,
man.
Flo.
Listen, nobody wants to talk about this, but LeBron, we got to take the ball out of LeBron's hand. That's the problem with the offense. You know, he's a top 10 in turnovers in the league, I believe 7 or 8. He's the all-time leading turnover guy. The ball stops with him. He dribbles, waits, kicks out. So the guys are afraid to play with him. They don't know exactly what he's going to do offensively. And we need the ball moving. And that's our problem offensively. We need a point guard. If anything, we need a point guard. And second, and we could just add maybe a big, but definitely point guard. We need to get the ball moving. When the ball moves, we got guys who make shots, even against Boston. These guys make shots. The ball was moving.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Flo, for the phone call. I will say this about LeBron. Yeah, he turns it over sometimes. He might be the best passer I've seen since Magic.
Right.
He's that good.
Plus, he's got a lot of turnovers because he's in his 21st season.
Right.
They do add up when you play that long and play important minutes.
More points and more assists than, you know, I think Chris Paul might have more than him. But of all active players, LeBron's right there at the top of the list.
Yeah.
LeBron's not the problem.
But, I mean, you know, his point is, you know, sometimes they do get into an iso ball thing with LeBron. The ball gets sticky. But he's, you know, arguably one of the greatest players of all time. So
you don't even have to argue. Take that call from Ken in Newport Beach. See what he wants. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right. So the first caller talked about why don't we get this guy? Why don't we get that guy? There's 136 is the amount. 136 million is the most that you can take before going over the cap.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
LeBron and Davis that are almost there. That's probably only going to lose $40 million. And the Buss family, which is five of them, is all supported by the 66% that they have. The problem is they're not the Clippers owner that are billionaires. They're supported by that money. And Jeannie has made it clear she's not going to go over the cap.
Okay, but Point out the spot where you think the Lakers are not spending money. Because it's a capped league. You can only spend so much. Where is it that they're not spending?
Well, I think they need a defensive guard right now. And that's going to cost some money. I think it's a coincidence that Murray is not playing in the next game. And now we may be hearing that D'Lo is not playing. Could be a coincidence. But I think a move is need to be made. And it's a defensive move, not so much an offensive move. Okay. And that could cost money.
Okay, here's why
Here's
why I think Ken's wrong. And you guys, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but you can Google this and look it up. The Lakers make more money on their television deal than any team in the league by a mile.
Right.
Money is not the issue.
No.
The Lakers have never, ever said, we're not doing that because it costs too much.
Except for Ty Lue.
And
they wouldn't go the extra year on Ty Lue.
He wanted 2 more years.
Well, they offered him 4.
They offered him 3.
And he wanted 4.
And he wanted 5. And because other coaches were getting 5.
Right.
And he eventually did get 5.
Yes.
Frank Vogel took the deal.
Right.
And
right.
Frank won the title. But money's not the issue.
No.
It's
a capped league.
Yeah.
You can only spend so much.
Now, if Steve Ballmer just blows through all the aprons and has a $500 million payroll, then you've got a problem. But he hasn't done that yet. He hasn't, you know, he might have the highest payroll in the league, but it's not like way, way more than everybody else.
Right.
So I think money is not what you need to worry about. It's availability. You got to go out and get the right players.
Yeah.
In a cap league, that's always the case.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, have you ever booked somebody that you thought was one person and it turned out to be a completely different person?
I've called somebody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When we're coming up next, what we'll call the Dave Singer Award.
Oh, the Dave Singer Award.
When Dave used to produce here, Dave would book guests all. He's a great guest booker.
Oh, he is.
But if you're as good as he is and you have his Rolodex, things can get confused.
Yes.
And it happened yesterday.
We'll do that coming up. And don't forget, you can join me, Ireland, Shadano, and Cap tomorrow at the East Central Hotel for 2-8-24, a celebration of a legacy that will be unveiled in greatness forever. We will be there at the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel from 1 to 5:30 tomorrow. Big day of celebration that we will remember forever. Ticket giveaways, all kinds of merch, food, drinks, more. A pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Nuggets, hottest ticket in town. Special thanks to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Again, that's tomorrow. Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. Want to see you out there. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, you know what I love more than anything, Ireland?
Weed?
Well, that's up there. But I was going to say awards. I love a good award. And ladies and gentlemen, I am very proud to say we're number three.
Again.
Again, we're
second
number
year
three.
In a row.
So every year, Barrett Sports Media, which is a Jason Barrett, great guy, and they have all these voters from all different companies and stuff. And we were voted as the number three major market midday show in America.
Who's got it better than us?
Who? Nobody.
Yeah. Who are they? Who's ahead of us?
Yeah.
Those guys in Boston.
The guys in Boston are there every year. Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, they beat us last year, too.
They're not all that.
So are you happy with the bronze medal, or do you have the Tiger Woods attitude? Anything other than first sucks.
Here's the way I look at it. We're behind Boston and New York.
Yeah, that's
The fan.
Okay.
Fan's a great state.
Speaking of the fan.
But before you do that,
yeah.
Travis and Sliwa are number 17 in
we're
the major.
Number 17. Well,
we're number 17. But look, they're number 17 with a bullet.
There you go.
Yeah, they're climbing the charts. So congratulations to Travis and Sliwa. All right.
So, speaking of the fan, that's a sports radio station in New York City.
Yes.
And former NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason hosts the morning show with some guy named Gio. So, they're like us. They leave the mics open, so all the people that are like Brian and Laura, they all get to talk.
Right.
And their producer booked Randy Moss to come on the show. But the producer didn't know that in the public eye, there's more than one Randy Moss. Randy Moss that we all think of when you hear that name is the former NFL wide receiver
sure.
that's going
yeah.
to the Hall of Fame.
Randy Moss.
There is a Randy Moss who is a reporter who covers horse racing and the NFL. So the producer announces to the hosts, hey, I booked Randy Moss for today. And then the hosts figure out on the air, it's not who they thought it was. Here's how it went down on the air yesterday.
Just wanted to check to see if you would be interested in current NBC Sports broadcaster and former NFL Network broadcaster and reporter.
That's right. That's
you booked the white Randy Moss!
Oh, my God.
What, you idiot?
First of all, that is all.
Like, I was thinking, like, there's no way Randy Moss is coming here.
No wonder they were so excited, too. The person was like, oh, no, he will definitely be there.
Oh, my God.
Listen, in all fairness, this person has got to say, just to be clear, this is not take the top off the defense, Randy Moss. This is embarrassing.
By the way, I do like the broadcaster, Randy Moss. He's a very nice
yes.
guy. He loves horse racing.
Yes.
We love horse
no,
racing
we're not
with Lee Einsiedler. But I can't wait to hear you call them back and say, you know, we're going to have to cancel.
No, 100%. I'll have no problem because I'll say this is misleading. This is very misleading.
And you
can't say NFL Network, talk about NFL, and then you're rolling out a horse racing Randy Moss? That's so fugazi.
Okay.
So fugazi.
So, who is at fault here? Was it deceptive on the part of Randy Moss's people to try and get him booked on the fan?
Oh, that's interesting. They
was
knew.
Is it producer error that he didn't do his due diligence? Should they, what I would have suggested in this
yeah.
scenario, is that we bring on the white Randy Moss
I would say, yeah.
and hammer him.
You owe it to him.
And we ask him all the questions we would ask the black Randy
That's
Moss.
Perfect.
Oh my
yeah. That's perfect.
Laura, whose fault was this?
I think it's a little bit of everybody's fault. But as a producer, if you know you messed up and you got to own it, I would have just been like, I'm trying to punk you. I would have just played it off like I was trying to punk my talent.
Yeah.
Why not?
Brian, whose fault?
Oh, this was White Randy's fault all the way.
No.
You can't
leave. You think he misrepresented his
right.
position?
Like when they read his bio, it's like NFL. Oh, horse racing. Like, you got to leave with
that.
It's true.
Should the horse racing thing have been a red flag?
Like, yeah, it should have been.
What, like, what would Randy
Black Randy Moss doesn't yeah. deal in horse racing.
Yeah, and what would Randy Moss, the wide receiver, have to do with horse racing? And if he did have anything to do with horse racing, we would have learned.
We would have known by
it,
now, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
like Mason and I used to own a racehorse.
Yes.
But Randy Moss has no tie to horse racing. The producer didn't. You know what he didn't do? He didn't read the fine print.
Read the fine exactly. print. That's a very good, just very the first three. Good thing that you always need to do. All right. So,
this is how you get punked, guys.
That is. It yeah, is. You know what? Momo is texting us like crazy. We should just call her and put her on. She's got. I mean, honestly, we're getting a text from her every 10 minutes.
All right, Momo, I see it. I'm not on your text thread. Now
yeah,
you
call her and get her for the next segment. We'll yeah, get a take on D'Lo and all that stuff
yeah.
that's going on with the Lakers. So I wanted to do, do I want to do this? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
Once you say, do I want to do it, you're going to have to.
Do I want to do it? Okay. So yesterday, they posted a video of me talking about Books.
Ooh. Okay.
You think I should bring this up, Laura?
The station did?
Yeah, the station did.
So it came from the station.
Came from the station,
account.
And I retweeted it and
it
all that stuff.
Looks great, by the way.
I personally thought it looked great. The comments under it say, and somebody that I don't know, with 4 followers, said, did this guy have a stroke? Because my face is crooked. Have you? You've noticed that my face is crooked, right?
No, not since you had Bell's palsy.
Because I had Bell's palsy, my face
no,
is crooked.
Right at, no, it's not.
I honestly never noted. Never noticed. You brought yeah. that up. In
Why did this guy say it?
Because they're jerks.
It's playing into my worst, my worst yeah. view of myself. You don't first, think my face is crooked?
I do not.
I see. I think it looks so crooked.
I think you have a fantastic face.
Thank
You're a very
thank
handsome
you.
Man.
Thank you.
No, your face is not crooked, and there's a bigger issue here.
Yeah, I know.
And it has to do with you.
I know.
Why the hell are you paying attention to somebody with 4 followers?
Right.
I mean, you're Steve Mason, for God's
but
sake.
But he played into my worst fears.
I know, but he has 4 followers. Like, if you read my mentions,
yes,
the vitriol that's in there
yeah, yeah.
is just insane. And I know that goes with being the Laker announcer and that, you know, that people, if you're in a public eye, you're going to do it. But it's not the stuff people say about me.
Right.
It's the stuff people say about my friends and you guys and
yeah,
everything
yeah.
else that it takes every ounce of restraint.
To not respond.
To not respond. Last week, somebody came at Momo's appearance.
Yes.
About a month ago, somebody came at you for the fact that you're gay.
Right.
It takes every ounce of restraint for me to not go after it. And what's interesting is I learned it from you.
I know,
There's a story that went years ago. This guy in some small paper ripped us for something. And
No, ripped you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, this guy's wrong about A, B, C, D, and E.
Yep.
I'm going to rebut this. And I before I sent it out, I sent it to Mason and I go, just tell me what you think of this. And Mason writes me back. He goes, I think you're an idiot. This guy writes for a paper that has 3 readers and you're making it a bigger story than it is.
Yeah.
By bringing it up, you just made it a story even though your face is fine.
But here's the thing. I see it so it bugs me. And when he said it, I
was like.
I
have looked at you every day for 30 years. When you had Bell's palsy, your face was crooked.
That is true.
It is not anymore.
Okay. All right. Crooked face,
nope.
Brian?
No.
You're
never crossed my mind.
Yes.
No, I okay. when you brought that up, I was like, whoa. I
Everybody's
know.
Telling me I'm crazy. Juan
Even
says, what are you doing?
Be on the cover of GQ. You're a very handsome
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
David Letterman, who you're a better looking man, was once on the cover of GQ.
Yes.
So
I could not grow that
what
beard. Could you grow the Letterman beard? Could you
Hell
grow
no.
a beard?
Yeah. But what's weird? It's okay. You see, I got some gray coming in
yeah,
on the sides.
Yeah.
My beard comes a lot more grayer. Does yours?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You're all gray
well,
on top.
Yeah, no, I'm gray.
Brian, if you grow a beard, well, no, you got a beard now. You don't have any gray yet. How old are you?
29.
Yeah.
A little early for some gray.
No.
You'll be surprised, Brian.
I started going gray when I was in my early 30s.
One of my best friends from high school is a news anchor. In Indianapolis, he started going gray at 25. It's actually helped
Did
his
Did he keep
career.
It? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. He looks like you.
He totally Anderson Cooper'd the
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. He oh, looks yeah, like you. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Men can pull that off. Women is tough.
By the way, your boy Andy Cohen, it was pointed out to me, has a lazy eye.
Never noticed.
Yeah, never noticed either. But yeah, apparently he talks about it all the time and says, of course I know. Of course I know.
Right.
But we've all got flaws, I guess.
Hell yeah.
God.
Don't let a guy with four. The moral of this story is don't let a guy with four followers
get under my skin.
Your outlook on life.
Yeah,
yeah. The trolls are
point.
The trolls are out there.
Yeah,
Mace,
screw
you
trolls. I normally don't.
I
get
have
trolled.
We all have trolls.
Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna just go on a block party. Somebody said it's even better to go on a mute party.
A mute
because
party.
Then they don't know you blocked them.
Oh, that is good.
You know what's really? You know, like how they do the roast. Like they have celebrities read their roasts and
right.
And,
yeah, sure.
I love that because I'm like, listen, you own that. Like I know. What I do wrong, what I don't do wrong, and like whatever you believe I do wrong, that's for you.
Sure.
Like whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't care.
You are entitled
Troll
to your
me.
Opinion. Just don't share with me. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. hey, congratulations to Goalie Shahabi, who
that's
from the OC.
Great name.
She apparently is a huge Mason and Ireland
fan,
right?
Yeah, she loves you guys and loves the station.
And she won two squares on
that
the
sounds,
Island Super
like,
Squares
that
board.
That sounds like somebody. Read her name again.
It is Goalie Shahabi.
That's somebody who would win an Academy Award.
That
you
is
know?
A great
that
name.
That sounds like an actress.
And the
name.
Oscar goes to Goalie Shahabi.
Goalie, never change your name. You have a great
yeah, that's
name.
That's a great name. Great name. All right, coming up, did you reach out to Momo? Maybe we'll get Momo in here coming
I did
up next.
Reach out to her.
And I've got some prop bets for the Super Bowl. We'll
oh,
have
I
prop
get
bets
some of those in.
Long.
Yeah, I got to get some of those
I've
in.
Got some good ones for you. I got some good ones for you. Hey, if you are injured in an accident, one of the first calls you get is the other guy's insurance company. Now, they want to give you money, so you're like, oh, cool. Don't fall for this. They're offering you money to replace or repair your vehicle, but will that cover your medical bills, your lost wages, time for missing work? Safe to say the answer is no. You got to pay, you shouldn't have to pay any money out of pocket to fix your car or go see the doctor, or if you're missing work, getting that paycheck back. Don't do this to yourself. Right now, you got to call Jacob. If you're in an accident, Jacob. He's going to deal with the insurance company on your behalf. He'll get you the rental car. He'll schedule your doctor's appointments, all that stuff with nothing coming out of your pocket. And you don't pay a dime out of pocket while Jacob helps take care of you and get you the settlement that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Don't forget, you can follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.Jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So despite the fact that Momo's texting us every 10 minutes, she did not pick up the phone.
Or text me back, huh?
Or text you back. Yeah, yeah. So weird. Did you see the text from Shay this morning? I guess it was a tweet that he sent out.
No, I missed it.
Very, very intriguing. So, you know, the world has conspired to put Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl and turn the Kansas City Chiefs into the Super Bowl champions again this
year.
Yes.
And they're going to announce after the Super Bowl, A, they're getting married, and B, they're supporting Joe Biden.
Correct.
And
now that is the master conspiracy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Shay found some stuff that's really interesting. There's a magic number. It is the number 13.
That's Taylor's favorite number.
Favorite number. And she is releasing her next album on the 13th. Let me see. There's a bunch of these that are 13. She turned 13 on Friday the 13th. Her first album went gold in 13 weeks. She just won her 13th Grammy. It's Super Bowl 58. 5 plus 8 equals 13.
Wow.
She's been to 12 Chiefs games. The Super Bowl will be her 13th. Niners are the number one seed. Chiefs are the number three seed, 1 and 3.
This is a little freaky.
Yeah.
The game is on 2-11. 2 plus 11 equals 13.
Come on.
100% minus 13% equals 87%, which is Travis Kelce's number. They complete each other. The quarterback of the opposing team in the Super Bowl wears number 13. They also said she's flying from Tokyo to Vegas, which is a 13-hour flight. A lot of 13s. Is it ordained that Kansas City wins the Super Bowl?
Well, I think they're going to win. I don't know if it's ordained.
I think it is ordained. It is like the greatest marketing moment in the history of the NFL. Don't you think? This is like this.
If it turns out to be true, what happens if the Niners win the game? Then it's all hooey.
Then I guess she endorses the other candidate. I don't know.
Anybody but the Niners. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody but the Niners is definitely my take. I actually found, did you get that note I sent you with the producer of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, you have that? Okay. So they asked the producer of the Super Bowl about Taylor Swift and, you know, how much they're going to show her and what their strategy is for using cutaways of her. Here's what he had to say.
I want to talk about this season. How many shots do you plan of Taylor Swift?
That's a big question, isn't it? You know what? We'll have the same philosophy we've had all season. We're all in line with our bosses. We all talk about it. But basically, we usually establish her organically, a shot of her, let people know she's there. And then if Travis Kelce does something well, or the Chiefs do something great, and she has a great reaction, we don't force it. We put it in, so it's organic. I guess the funniest thing that happened, that's been our philosophy. In one of the first games we did when she was in attendance, Travis had over 150 yards in the second quarter. So I put her in there more than I thought I'd do the whole game. The second half we never put in because it didn't play. So it's got to fit into the texture of the game. And honestly, I think it's a good thing. It has people coming and watching football that normally don't watch football. A lot of women, a lot of young girls are watching it with their fathers. A lot of young kids are, and I think that's a positive. It never takes away from the game.
Yeah, and by the way, the Super Bowl of all games is about the pageantry. Cutaways to celebrities are a gigantic part of the Super Bowl.
Of course it is, and I don't understand people. Matter of fact, if I ran CBS, they have like, I think you guys covered this last week, they have some insane amount of cameras.
Yeah, you know, we had like 300 cameras or something like that. There's like three cameras in the pylons alone.
Right. I would have a Taylor cam.
Would you?
I would put it on her, leave it on her, and for people that wanted to watch her reactions, like young girls or Taylor Swift fans, just throw it on the CBS Sports website and see your traffic source.
Look.
Why not?
There is like a weird, because there's also a story floating around you sent about Brittany Mahomes. Who was asking for directions at
She said, which way do we go? And she twirled her finger in the air, and then people made a
huge deal
thing
about
out
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
Gigantic deal.
Yeah. I mean, are people that desperate to mock women that has become a thing?
I think with her, because I read the story as well, and I think with her, it's just she has a habit or a allegedly habit of being kind of Karen-like.
Right.
So I think with her, that's why.
Anything that she does that could even remotely fall under that umbrella gets
put. But all she was, she held her finger and said, which way do I go?
Well, she didn't say like this.
Do I go this? Do I go that way? This way?
So wait a minute.
I don't think,
Laura, that's a significant difference. If I point or if I go like this, that's two different things?
Yes.
You think the twirling is her big mistake?
What's wrong with the twirl?
Okay, because when I was, listen, hold up. So when I was little, my mom always told me, be careful how you point because people can take it offensively. So she's like, if you need to point, you point directly to what you need. Don't
I
wave
have
it.
Never heard this ever.
Ever.
It's a lot
ever.
Of from
I do this all the time. This is my regular
it
thing.
It just seems kind of condescending.
No,
like
it doesn't.
You know
it says,
mean?
Where am I supposed to go? Which way do I get out of this place?
By the way,
this is also, you know what this is?
What?
It's the sign for you want to review something in the
NBA.
Oh,
that's true. Review. Yeah. Let's get a review.
My thing is, I didn't find anything crazy with what she did because, again, I saw the video. I saw the story. But I know why people are making it a big deal. A, because she hits the needle right now. Anything Chiefs, anything Mahomes hits the needle. So people are going to throw it out there and just see if we bite.
Yeah.
But she does have Karen-like tendency based on other stuff.
I think there are just a bunch of weird, odd, lonely guys.
I could not agree more with you
about
this.
Look at Taylor Swift and say, I'm envious. I'm jealous.
Look, same thing. Look at Brittany Mahomes and say, what does she know?
Right. You know, it's exactly. It's a weird vibe that is out there right now. I mean, Taylor Swift is she's a gigantic star. And she's going to be at the game. And she's dating the guy that might win MVP or one of the guys that might win MVP. It's a story. It's a real thing. All right, coming up next for you, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool. By the way, Bergman's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Laura is doing a very, very good job right now.
She's nailing
this producer gig. And don't forget, tomorrow you can join us at the E Central Hotel. It's right across the street. Me, Ireland, Shadano, Cap, we're going to be broadcasting live from the balcony of the Nixo Lounge from 1 until 5:30. This is important because I think you can't get into the Kobe
ceremony. Invite only.
Invite only. So there's a big tent there.
You can watch it on Spectrum Sportsnet.
Exactly. And you can also, we'll be all over it for you, just right across the street at the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. So come over there. Ticket giveaways, exclusive merch, food, drinks, all kinds of stuff, and a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Nuggets. Western Conference Finals rematch. It is all courtesy of our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating the big day. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. What's up, fools? Next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring, you got to use ZipRecruiter. And here's why. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can do it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Ian Siegel, the guy who invented ZipRecruiter, puts it this way. They don't leave anything to chance. They use powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So stop screwing around. Use ZipRecruiter and go to that website. You can use it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thanks, Chris. It's not corporate Greg, but it's Laura. All right, guys. So I'm going to start you off with this. This is a personal one of mine. So one of our coworkers here left his wallet on Friday. I saw it and I didn't want to just leave it. So I took it, let him know, hey, I have your wallet. How do we figure it out so you can pick it up for me?
Right.
He said, I don't feel like wasting money. Keep it for the weekend. He's like, I'll pick it up from you next week.
Okay.
Obviously, I know this person for a long time.
Yep.
My thing is, are you guys okay with just leaving your wallet for X amount of days and not having it?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I pay for most things with my phone. My credit cards are in my phone for Apple Pay, so I rarely take money or credit cards out of my... I would be crazy if I lost my wallet and I knew I wasn't getting it back, because then you got to go through the whole ID thing, change all the credit card numbers, all that stuff. But if I had to leave it somewhere for the weekend, I'd be just fine.
I'm not. I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. The minute you told me I have my wallet, I would say I'm coming back to get it.
See? I'm with you.
But I carry a lot more cash than Mason does.
Yeah, he carries cash.
I have a lot of.
Do you use Apple Pay?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I like Apple Pay a lot.
But I spend 100 nights a year in hotels,
right?
I need cash for tips.
That makes sense.
You know, you can't tip a housekeeper with your phone.
No.
Yeah. So
you drop a $10 bill in the toilet and that's how it rolls.
You know, you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
So I watched Curb. There's a scene in Curb.
Yep.
Where Larry has $10 sitting on the counter and he mistakenly knocks it off the counter and it goes in the toilet.
Yes.
And the housekeeper then is convinced he left the tip in the toilet to be a jerk.
Yep.
And I won't say anything else in case you haven't seen it. But
this is the reason why you said that, right?
Yeah. So
yes.
Mace just said that.
Yeah.
Right. So my point is that if you don't have cash, particularly if you spend a lot of time in hotels like I do, you feel naked because you can't tip anybody.
Right.
That's true. I need my wallet.
Brian, what about you?
Yeah, it would feel so weird if I didn't have it. I'm one of those.
Even if you knew you were getting it back on Monday.
Yeah. Even if I knew, I would just feel lost without it. I don't know.
Your ID, man. Your ID.
A lot of times I don't even carry
I need my ID to fly.
I don't even carry my wallet a lot of the time. Right? Oh, for drive. Yeah.
Yeah, driving.
I've got my driver's license in my phone, though.
I don't think that.
Oh, that's smart.
I think they would accept that.
Yeah,
really?
I've got the front and back of my driver's license in my phone.
I have a picture of it, but I know there's like an app now and all this.
You know, that's actually a really good question. If you get pulled over and you don't have your actual license, but you have a picture of your current license and your license is current.
Yes.
Is that acceptable to the police?
It's a good question. 877-710-ESPN. I want to know, because I may have to start carrying my wallet more often.
You should.
You know where I really need my ID is when I use my AMC Stubbs membership. Because I pay one fee a month. I think it's like $25, and I tend to see like 7 or 8 movies a month.
I want to do that for the Alamo Draft House because I love
that's
that
good.
Place.
That's a great spot.
I love that place.
But you have to show your ID whenever you use the Stubbs card.
I'm fascinated by the habits of people. Mason sees every movie. You probably see 50, 60 movies a year.
Yes, yes.
Michael has not set foot in a movie theater in 5 years.
Yep. And you've only been...
I tried to go
You went to see Barbie.
Yeah, that's the last time I was in theater.
Yeah.
I at some point on this Grammy trip, we were in Boston.
Yeah.
There was a 24-plex right next to the hotel.
Okay.
And I was going to go see that Glenn Powell, Sidney Sweeney movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
The romantic comedy? Yes, I did. It's cute. Yeah. Anyone but you. Yeah, anyone but you.
And
it's good.
Then one of my friends called and said, hey, I'm in town. Let's go to lunch. So I blew it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would have gone.
Yeah.
I have zero problems with movie theaters.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. So Netflix announced today that it's going to be teaming up with Major League Baseball for the first time ever. They're going to be doing a docu-series with the 2024 Boston Red Sox. Players, coaches, and executives are going to have access that they say you'll never see before or see again.
Right.
And then the part two of the thing they're doing is a 2004 Red Sox docu-series.
The Cowboy Up team. Yeah.
Right. I think this is pretty cool. You know, they've had all the football ones. I've never seen like an in-depth baseball one where they go every single day. Are you guys in on this, or do you think they could have done a different team? Because I mean, the Dodgers,
I'm not watching a documentary about the Red Sox. No way, no how.
I will.
I cannot stand him for a couple of reasons. Yeah.
Larry Lucchino, who taught me more about baseball than anybody, runs the Red Sox, so I'll watch it to see if he's in it. And they just rehired Theo Epstein to be their baseball advisor, and Theo's a really interesting guy. And Fenway Park is a fascinating venue.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that a lot of the stories will be about Fenway. So, yeah, I'm in.
One of the worst nights of recent sports history for me was being at the World Series Game 5 or Game 6 at Dodger Stadium when the Red Sox won the World Series at Dodger Stadium, and they had the ceremony on the field. I just couldn't stand I didn't mind if they won at Fenway, but to win at Dodger Stadium, I was just so aggravated by the entire thing, and the Dodgers were not even close in that series. Boston was so much better.
The only thing that good that came out of that World Series was that was the time where I called after the 17-inning game.
That's
I called
right.
the show the next day, and Mason was so mad, and he was kind of punch drunk because he'd been up all night at the 17-inning game, and I disguised my voice. I put like a sock over the microphone, and I went, Mason, we all know you left early. You always leave early.
I did not leave early.
And Mason just lost it.
Oh, I was like...
Oh, what? I said my name was Ben from La Mirada, and Ben goes, Ben, I did not leave early. You check my Instagram, Ben. I don't know what your problem is. And he hung up on me.
Right.
And then I
and called, I should have known. When I listened,
I called back and I go, hey, Mason. He goes, hey, Ireland, what are you doing? You're on a Laker trip, right? I go, yeah, you just hung up on me. I was Ben from La Mirada.
That's hilarious.
He had no idea.
And if you go back and listen to it, it's clearly...
You can probably find it. It's probably in there.
It's clear. It is you. I should have known it was
100%.
You.
100%.
It's a barely disguised voice.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. But if you find it later, we can play it next hour.
What's up, Foo?
That's hilarious. All right, guys. So I saw that the Currys are going to be the godparents to Lindsay Lohan's baby.
Okay.
So I wanted to know if you guys could have... I mean, Mace, I know you don't have kids, but if you could be...
I'm child-free.
Well, if you could be the godparent to anybody, like anybody famous, kid, who would you be? Or if you could have somebody famous be the godparent of your child, who would you want?
All right, so the person I'd want to be the godfather for is when Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have
their kid. Yeah.
Because...
Oh, good-looking baby.
Well, not only that. But then I could use one of the 19 vacation homes whenever I
You'll
need
do it
to.
On some yacht.
Yeah,
in the
can I borrow
south
the yacht?
Of France.
Can I borrow the plane? And then I don't. Jack, my son does not have a godfather.
Really?
We didn't do godparents.
Hmm.
If anything happens to Lisa and I, Jack goes to live with Lisa's brother in Idaho.
I don't know if that's a binding rule, by the way, that the godfather, godmother have to get the kid.
No,
if
you're
something
supposed to
happens.
Look out for him.
You're supposed to look out for
yeah.
him. Yeah. I'm a godfather to people.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't remember some of them.
Yeah, I don't see them all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't anymore.
I'm a godfather to a person that I no longer know. Like, I would not even know if he needed help.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's common because, like, I don't see my godparents, and I know most of my brothers and sisters don't. My goddaughter, who I haven't actually baptized, I just, you know,
right. We
did it by name, whatever. But for me, it's my little niece, and like I would take her in a heartbeat. That's like my baby. I raised her for like two
years.
Yeah,
some godparents are extremely close. It's almost like you're in their family, and other ones are not.
Yeah, so
I
would happily be the godfather to Trav and Tay-Tay's child when that happens.
Yeah, you get really good seats when they come to SoFi.
Really good seats, yeah.
But you would have bad food.
And I'd fly there on a PJ.
The food is going to get better, I hope.
All right. You got one more? Is that it?
What's that, food?
Yeah, do it.
I got one more.
Do it.
All right. So this last weekend at the Dodgers Fan Fest, Dave Roberts, you know, said something about Walker Buehler that kind of caught my ear.
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't expect him to be ready by the start of the season and expects a late start. And it kind of caught my ear because last year, wasn't he about to come back for the playoffs? Or was that big push about Walker Buehler
there
coming back?
There was a moment there, like
last
September.
Well, keep in mind,
September.
He said two surgeries. So
right.
The worst thing they could do would be bring him back early. As a matter of fact, if I was Dave Roberts or Andrew Friedman, I would not even bring Walker Buehler back until after the All-Star break. Same with Kershaw. What you need them for is the stretch run.
Correct.
And baseball seasons are insane. 162 games, that's a super long season. You should cut their seasons in half, give them a better chance to be healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen with Kershaw, which is really smart. You get 20 starts out of Kershaw, maybe six of them in the postseason.
I would take 10.
Yeah. Just to tune up. And Walker Buehler, I mean, when he's ready to come back. He did come close last year in September, and they were like, well, maybe he'll be back, maybe he won't. But now I think we're going to see him in May.
Right. It just kind of was a little alarming to me.
Are you alarmed?
Yeah, there was no talk about it, kind of. And then the whole push of him coming back to now, he's not even going to be ready. So it's
right.
Yeah, it was a little interesting.
I think he'll be there. I think he'll be there when it counts.
All right, coming up, Ramona Shelburne will join us. We have found her.
Yeah.
And it is Super Week on 710. And thanks to our friends at Islands. If you listen to the show, you know I love Islands because they employed my special needs son, which was incredibly nice.
Very nice.
And we want to thank them for helping make sure we have Super Squares. Listen for the cue to call. You'll hear it here coming up. Be caller number 7. And you win 2 squares on our Island Super Board to be randomly selected by us. I'm looking at the board right now. There are probably maybe 15 or 20 squares left.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, you can win fabulous gift cards from Islands. Brought to you by Islands Restaurant, your local paradise. Momo, next, 710 ESPN.